This is Bix, a biographical series made possible through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and produced by Miami University Radio. On May 13, 1927, Bix Beiderbecke recorded I'm Coming, Virginia with the Frank Trombauer Orchestra. Frank Powers considers the inspiration for the choruses and the merits of the record.
Now, the next number they made was a tune that had been recorded and made popular by Ethel Waters, who was an artist that Beiderbecke is said to have admired very much. The tune is a composition of Will Marion Cook and Donald Haywood, two of the better-known Negro composers of that period. It's beautifully complex, though folk-oriented chord changes allowed Beiderbecke one of the greatest opportunities at improvisation in the ballad form that he had yet had. Izzy Riskin, the pianist, is again the arranger on this selection. The number starts out after a coda with a saxophone trio playing the melodic line harmonized, then with a modulation into the verse in another key played by Frank Trombauer, with some obbligato by, or playing underneath it by Bill Rank, the trombonist, and then into the first beautiful solo chorus by Beiderbecke with the marvelous guitar accompaniment of Eddie Lang and nicely arranged passages of the saxophones under him, and then into the triumphant out chorus, terminated by a almost classic coda in which Bix is augmented beautifully by Eddie Lang again, who certainly was one of the few musicians of that period who could match ideas with the great Bix Beiderbecke.
Hoagie Carmichael compares Bix's choruses to the weaving of lace.
You may note, if you listen closely to the record, that Bix plays two choruses, not just one. And I got the impression from the very beginning, when I first heard it, that Bix was actually weaving a cloth, or weaving lace. And he had a pattern to follow. And that pattern all came out exactly. Beautiful thing. And then he took it up again, and he went to the other side of the piece of lace, and he wove a little different pattern. And if you listen closely, you'll hear that at certain times he has some phrases that are very much alike the phrases on the first chorus, but he deviates in order to give you a special lift and to give the whole cloth a very beautiful texture. Thank you.
This record, along with Singing the Blues, probably constitutes the two major achievements of this truly great recording session, almost to the extent of the final recording, way down yonder in New Orleans, a tune written by Creamer and Layton, a songwriting team of that period, might almost seem anticlimactic, but it too is an achievement of very rare nature.
It's generally agreed that the six sides recorded by Frank Trombauer's orchestra between February and May of 1927 illustrate the peak of Bix Beiderbecke's musical growth. Clarinet Marmalade, Singin' the Blues, Ostrich Walk, Riverboat Shuffle, I'm Comin' Virginia, and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans embody the best recorded expression of Beiderbecke's jazz.
It's always been my feeling that these six recordings constitute what you might almost call a suite. They are possibly the capital achievement of Bix Beiderbecke's career on recording. Never again was he to have the opportunities to play so much in his own idiom, so free of the commercial restraints, with musicians so sympathetic to what he had in mind. One could only wish possibly that a more dynamic rhythm section might have been possible, but that was a rarity in those times, actually a non-existent factor possibly, except among the Negro bands. But then again, all things considered, I for one would not change a single note of any of these six recordings.
On May 13th, the three-piece band with Bix on piano and cornet, Tram on saxophone and Eddie Lang on guitar recorded a tune called For No Reason at All in C.
For No Reason at All in C is a novelty trio item. It's unique because Bix is playing piano rather than cornet, except for a little coda break on the end. Frank Turnbauer is playing alto sax, and Eddie Lang is on guitar. The record was originally listed, as it came out on OK Records, as Tram, Bix, and Lang. And in this particular instance, For No Reason at All in C, there is a reason for beat in C. Bix had certain limitations on piano as far as keys are concerned and preferred to play in C. Secondly, they were actually paraphrasing a popular song of that time entitled I'd Climb the Highest Mountain If I Knew That When I'd Climb That Mountain I'd Find You, a tune made popular some years later by the Ink Spots. The particular chord changes on this number appeal to Bix very much. Pee-wee Russell, who is of like mind to Bix, to those that really understand him, I believe, often liked to play this number. It was a favorite of his also. Beautiful, subtle chord changes.
The next records cut by the Trombauer Orchestra include Three Blind Mice. It seems that some of the magic of the Bix style had died between May 13th and August 25th of 1927. Tram's orchestra for this date consisted of Bix, Bill Rank, Doc Riker, Don Murray, Adrian Rollini, and Tram on saxophones, Riskin on piano, Lang on guitar, and Morehouse on drums. Thank you. On its last recording date, the Gold Cat Orchestra played Blue River and Clementine.
The last recording date of the Gold Cat Orchestra produced the immortal classic Clementine. The recording was made at the Camden Studios of the Victor Company in 1927. The arrangement used was a stock arrangement. It was modified on the job at the studio, and this rather casual record was made. But in retrospect, its enduring qualities have made it a classic.
Paul Mertz, who recorded with Bix during the height of the Gold Cat days, as well as in the leaner years, was affected by the collapse of the Gold Cat band.
I was so indebted to him because he had shown me so much. We had gotten along so fine, and he had boosted my stock at various times, I know. Well, just the indication he called upon me for that Davenport Blues record, for Jeanette, and then I know he had quite a voice in who was playing that date for Trumbar, singing the blues. He was very kind to sort of take me under his wing, and the things I picked up from him, it reflected itself in many of the things that I've done that have given me quite a bit of credit. I think much of his touch is evident in a tune, the most successful piece of music that I've written. A song which I wrote both the music and the lyrics to, called I'm Glad There Is You.
Dead-eyed little time, love. captive, so utterly unchangingly certain that I never was aware of love. And
is Bix, a biographical series made possible through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Consultants for the series were John Steiner, along with Joseph Campbell and Philip Evans. Commentary was recorded by Frank Powers. Continuity was written by Mary K. Fulton. Audio engineer, Michael J. McGuire. Bix was researched, produced and directed by Jim Grover. This is Bill Utter speaking for Miami University Radio.
Limited rights for this rebroadcast of Bix on WMKV 89.3 FM Cincinnati were given by WMUB FM, Miami University Broadcasting in Oxford, Ohio, courtesy of WMUB FM General Manager Cleve Callison. WMUB-FM originally produced the program for broadcast in 1971. Any rebroadcast, internet streaming, or archiving of this program by anyone other than WMKV is prohibited. WMKV would like to thank the original producer of the program, Jim Grover, for his vision and efforts to preserve this unique chapter in the history of jazz, authored by Bix and Mr. Bill Utter, Director Emeritus of Miami University Broadcasting, who conceived the original program idea, narrated the original series, and has been instrumental in making this rebroadcast possible. Dave Bartholomew, volunteer and host of the WMKV weekly program Friction, deserves special thanks for his labor of love in remastering VIX. The advisory group that oversaw the project to rebroadcast VIX include Frank Powers, commentator on the original series, Dave Bartholomew, Bill Utter, Cleve Collison, WMUB General Manager, Dave Schramm, WMKV Coordinator of Online Services, Mike Farrar, WMKV Coordinator of Production Services, Joe Schooner, WMKV Intern from the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, Media Division, and Alan Vyosky, WMKV General Manager. Please stay tuned for the best in big band era music right here on WMKV, the way radio was meant to be.